Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Paul Cleary, the CEO and president of Momentum Textiles. Paul, how you doing?
Kemp, fabulous to hear from you. I love seeing you at NeoCon.
Yeah, you know, the people in the flooring business are going to want to know why I'm talking to you. And, you know, I'm just catching up with an old friend, right? I mean, let's go through your background real quick.
Yes.
You were at Tarkett, and then you left the flooring industry, and you went to Twitchell, and then you came back.
Yep.
You were at Mohawk Group. And then you left and went to Momentum Textiles.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Momentum.
Yeah, so Momentum Textiles and Wall Covering, we're the largest in the space, focused on commercial interiors. A lot of what we do and why NeoCon is so important to us is we supply textiles to the furniture industry. So folks like Steelcase and Millinol and OFS, all those big companies, buy fabric from us and then also design or spec our fabric. And then to go along with that, we do a lot of wall coverings that end up in hospitality, applications, schools, and hospitals. So just very complementary to what we do in commercial flooring, just different surfaces, a couple of extra surfaces for me to chase in the wall covering world for sure.
Well, let me just tell you, I did see you, as you mentioned, at NeoCon, and you are thriving in this role. You have the lead job there, and you've grown
yeah.
your hair out just a little bit. I mean, you kind of, you know, you're getting yourself all fixed up to mean something to the A&D community, right?
I'm doing my best. And, you know, we are a California company. Got to reflect my local. Yeah. Enjoying life at the moment, Kemp, to be perfectly honest. It's great. Yeah.
And you knocked it out of the park. You won several Best of NeoCon awards. And you brought in a designer from England who really mixed it up and brought color to the whole show. What was his name?
His name is Yinka Alori. And so you're 100% right. He's from London, Nigerian family. So I had a lot of His grandmother was a weaver, and so he understands textiles. Known during COVID, got on the map because he was very involved in outdoor spaces. Was known for chair design also. So we had started working with him right at the start of COVID. You know, it took about 3-4 years to get everything together because of some of his other commitments. He's very well known in the design and art community, and as a matter of fact, he was featured on Art on the Mark, which was unrelated to what we were doing, but it was like a 360 view of his work that was projected onto the mark, and it's actually going on till I believe mid-September. So he's very well known as an artist, but his textile design was new, but his furniture design was something that complemented what we did. And first time ever, a textile and a wall covering won Best of NeoCon, which was his collection. So it was definitely a fabulous NeoCon for us. And everybody enjoyed the color that he brought to the market.
Well, I hope the people who hired you and gave you this role are thankful that they've chosen the right guy. So the reason I want to talk to you today is you've just updated your showroom. The topic of showroom is an interesting topic. We'll get to the second phase of this in just a second.
Yeah.
But I understand you've put in some Bielan Wadura planks, which are neutral in color, which is a great thing to do if you're in the textile business because you don't want your
Absolutely.
Floor to take away from
Yeah.
your product, right?
Yeah. So it's a flip for me because I go from trying to keep all the focus on the floor to now we don't want any focus on the floor. So their wood product, really beautiful, neutral. Our designers love designing around it and it works great for us. And obviously it's durable enough to survive NeoCon, but then it'll look good the rest of the year as well. And it also complements the Mohawk materials we have in like our hospitality seating areas and in our private offices. So, you know, Mohawk are always very generous every year to give us something fresh for our showroom.
So you've got on the soft side, you've got Mohawk Group's products, and on the hard side, you've got the Bielan Wadura product.
Yeah, and they work very well together.
All right, there's another topic I wanted to talk about real quickly is you're obviously there at the Mart on the third floor. Very happy with that. Most of these flooring people have moved out of the Mart and gone down to Fulton Market. So where do you think all this is going to shake out?
We love the Mart. I mean, I'd say that right off the bat. Mart are very good to us, and we love that space, and we love that we get traffic all year round. And personally, being in this industry 30-odd years, I personally love the Mart. So, but I also think NeoCon is big enough, or the event is big enough for both places to exist. I mean, I know you've been to places like Saloni. I mean, they've got exhibits that might be an hour apart. So, you know, it probably forces your clients to be a lot more purposeful in coming to see you. But I actually think it works well. And we felt traffic and the Mark was super strong this year. And I heard from the folks at Fulton that their traffic was good as well. So I think there's room for everybody. If they start to collaborate a little bit more, I think it could be extra special.
All right. So what you're telling us, and it's nice to get an objective voice, that you're very happy with the Mart. By the way, you know, I ran into Byron Morton in the middle of the Mart, and he said he was having one of his best Neocons in a while. So it's interesting. And like you say, you got to be a little bit more purposeful if you're going over to Fulton Market, because they're not all touching each other, and they're different addresses within a square mile area. So I just hope they can learn to collaborate and make this more of a design week that all works together. What, don't you?
I fully agree, fully agree. And I think, you know, with SID and IIDA working together more at the market, the whole thing feels a lot more collaborative. So I think it's in our interest to be a industry as opposed to, you know, Fulton versus merchandise mart.
All right, one last question, Paul. What's the state of the business right now? Are business still pretty steady, or are you feeling a little softening, or what's going on?
No. A big chunk of our business is hospitality, so that's a tremendous tailwind for us right now. As you know, as you travel around, a lot of hotels need upgrading and refurbishment, and we're definitely riding that wave. But we're actually also starting to see workplace come back a little bit. I would say we're probably a little bit of an early indicator, because when people are refurbishing an office, a lot of times they paint walls, they redo textiles. And so we're definitely seeing increased demand coming through workplace as well. So we're feeling very optimistic about the next 3 to 5 years in commercial.
That's great to hear. Okay, Paul, thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Paul Cleary, the CEO and president of Momentum Textiles, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.